and Barnett.
891 due up for Westmont. As I thank you, Brian, you can take some deep breaths here and then join me on the color. First pitch, a fastball misses outside to Bryce Morrison, the center fielder for the Warriors. He walked, came around to score back in the second inning. He, of course, scored on an interesting RBI single from Tyler Roper. He was later thrown out at second on the same play as a changeup on the inside half swung through here. 1-1. Bryce Morrison on the season, the center fielder, hitting .267, a home run, 13 RBIs. McCarthy looks in, hides the ball behind his back, now looks to deliver to his catcher, Allen. High fastball misses, 2-1. Now, here in the fourth inning, McCarthy sitting at 74 pitches. Pitch count getting up there. Got to wonder if someone is in the bullpen for the Oaks. Of course, our view blocked by the Oaks dugout and batting cage down the right field line as a changeup misses low. Now, 3-1. Falling behind is McCarthy.
The pitch count up for McCarthy so far through this game, but you know, that's what happens when you're giving up runs in every single inning. He's had to pitch through a lot of traffic on the bases so far.
The 3-1. Fastball swung on and missed. Good tailing action there. A two-seamer coming out of the hand of McCarthy, and Morrison swung right through it.
I don't know if that was by design, but that had some of the best cutting action and some of the longest cutting action we've seen of any pitch from McCarthy really in this game and all season long. That almost acted like a slider with fastball velocity.
The 3-2. Misses outside for the second time. Bryce Morrison will take a walk down to first base without having to make contact with the ball. That'll bring up the ninth place hitter, Travis Vandermolen.
And now five walks in the game for Ryan McCarthy. That's setting a new season high. Certainly you want to get the inning off to a good start like he did in the third with the easy pop out, but right back into the, back into the stretch. He pitches from the stretch all the time, but back into these situations where I guess you'd call it a bit more high leverage than before. You see the infielder shaded up the middle trying to turn two here. If McCarthy can put one on the ground, this is the guy to do it to.
3-1 our score. McCarthy looks in. First pitch, Vandermolen pops sky high to shallow left field. Back goes Chipman. In runs Bendo. Still Chipman now calls him off, makes the catch for the first out.
That's what he needed to do. It wasn't a ground ball, but he'll take that too. He tied up the hands of Vandermolen. Fastball a little bit up and in. You know, lefties like it down and in so they can try and golf at it and loop one down the right field line, or that's their sweet spot for some home runs. But he got jammed that time, tried to lead with the knob and flip one out towards the left side with an inside-out swing, but it didn't work, and Chipman read that one well, drifting back.
Vandermolen remains the only Warrior to have not reached base so far this game. That'll bring up Taylor Garcia, who's reached base both times, a walk and by the fielder's choice. Of course, last time hit that ground ball hard to Joe Gillette, where Gillette was able to throw out. That was Taylor Bush at the plate. The shortstop was standing at third base. Bush, the shortstop. Hard ground ball to Gillette. He made the easy throw over to Mason Allen. A hard ground ball to third base here would lead to a perfectly tailor-made double play. Would love to see that to get out of the inning here early for McCarthy. First pitch instead is sent to shallow center field, but shaded over there well was Wallace. He'll make the catch. Two away here. That will bring up Tyler Roper.
McCarthy's starting to work the inside part of the plate pretty well. These two balls that have been hit, I know that one was better by Taylor Garcia, but it didn't have the purest sound off the bat. He's keeping the ball on the inside corner, tying up some hands right now and inducing some contact that isn't necessarily so serious or so dangerous, and certainly something you have to really worry about when you get to the heart of the order like right now with Tyler Roper.
McCarthy sets at the letters. Kicks and fires, first pitch to Roper. He sends one right back up the middle, trying to stick the glove out. Behind his back was McCarthy, taking a big turnaround second, and then coming right back was Morrison as Wallace fires it in. That's a two-out single there for Tyler Roper. That'll bring up Michael Stefanik.
Boy, he almost made that play, too. That's the most incredible thing about it. McCarthy just kind of put the glove behind him. He was falling off to the first base side, and he just shoves it back there like, maybe I'll get it. Who knows? And oh, my gosh, that would have been one of the most incredible plays, but now you got two runners aboard. You got the courtesy runner over there at first base and Hayden Uper. And now, you know, you got Michael Stefanik up, big run producer. Location becomes so important here in these situations.
So first and second, two away here. Stefanik, who has an RBI double already. First pitch swinging, sends it to right field. Adgar goes back. He'll make the catch. Oaks will strand too. First time McCarthy will walk off without allowing a run. Going to the bottom half of the fourth. Warriors lead it 3-1. You're watching Oaks Baseball here on the Menlo College Sports Network.